If you're in real estate, you know that generating leads can feel like throwing money into a black hole sometimes. Today, we're tackling a question that keeps agents up at night: PPC versus content marketing. Which one actually lowers your cost per lead? Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with our guest who's going to break down the real numbers behind these strategies.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, this is a huge question, and honestly, the answer isn't as simple as picking one over the other. The average cost per lead in real estate right now sits around $416 to $480 across all channels. But here's the thing, it varies wildly depending on where you're advertising.
Right, so we're not talking about a one-size-fits-all situation here. Let's start with PPC, because that's usually where people go first when they want quick results.
Exactly. PPC, especially Google Ads, is the premium lead source. You're looking at an average of about $66 per lead, though in competitive markets that can range anywhere from around $50 to over $200, depending on the keywords and location. The reason it costs more is because you're capturing people who are actively searching, like someone typing in homes for sale in San Francisco right now.
So higher intent means higher cost.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And those Google leads often convert at much higher rates than Facebook leads. High-intent property inquiries can convert at 8 to 15%, while low-intent social media leads typically sit around 1 to 3%. Though it's worth noting that paid search overall averages about 2% conversion in real estate.
Okay, but Facebook at $5 a lead sounds pretty tempting. What's the catch?
The catch is lead quality and timing. Facebook leads are top of funnel. They're not actively house hunting yet. They might be scrolling through photos of their cousin's vacation and see your ad. Being lower intent, those leads typically need 6 to 12 months of nurturing before they convert, and their conversion rates are only 1 to 3%.
So you're playing the long game with social media. Have you ever wondered if that patience actually pays off compared to the instant gratification of PPC?
Definitely worth considering. Instagram's a bit higher, around $15 to $40 per lead, but it's great for visual properties, luxury homes, unique architecture, that kind of thing. The platform skews younger too, so if you're targeting first-time buyers, it's worth the premium.
Now let's talk content marketing, because this is where things get interesting. I've heard the upfront costs can be, kind of brutal.
Yeah, I won't sugarcoat it. In the first few months, content marketing can cost you $80 or more per lead. You're investing in blog posts, videos, neighborhood guides, all that content that takes time to rank in search engines. But here's where it gets exciting. Once that content gains traction, your cost per lead can drop to $7 to $30.
Wait, $7? That's a massive drop.
It is. Content marketing delivers the highest long-term ROI because you're building assets that keep working for you. A well-optimized blog post about local market trends can generate leads for years without additional ad spend. The key is patience. It takes time before you see those cost advantages kick in. Or to put it another way, you're planting seeds now that turn into a steady stream of leads later.
So for someone just starting out, should they pick one or the other?
Here's the thing. The best approach is actually a hybrid strategy. You use PPC to generate immediate lead flow while you're building your content foundation. Maybe allocate 70 to 80% of your budget to paid ads initially, then shift toward 50-50 as your content matures.
That point about building your content foundation sets up our next piece, optimizing both channels together. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're looking to boost your organic traffic and build authority in real estate, Amplifier provides a partially automated omni-channel distribution model. They're partnered with over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels, helping companies of all sizes affordably increase their exposure. Whether you're an established broker or growing your client base, Amplifier can help strengthen your reputation across multiple platforms. Learn more at the link in the description.
Picking up on building your content foundation, how do you actually avoid the common mistakes when combining paid ads and content?
Great question. One big mistake is treating them as separate silos. Your PPC ads should drive traffic to your best content, like local market reports or neighborhood guides. Use retargeting to show ads to people who've already engaged with your blog or videos. That approach can significantly lower your cost per lead for those remarketing campaigns.
So you're basically warming people up with content before hitting them with an ad.
Exactly. Another pitfall is focusing only on cost per lead instead of cost per acquisition. A $10 lead that never converts is worthless. You need to track which channels actually close deals. Buyer leads generally cost less, $9 to $20. But seller leads at $26 to $30 often have higher commission potential.
Right, that makes sense.
And local SEO is critical for both strategies. If you're investing in content, make sure it's optimized for voice search. Things like, best real estate agent near me. Hyper-localized content about specific neighborhoods or streets positions you as the local expert and boosts your organic visibility.
What about the types of content that work best? You mentioned neighborhood guides earlier.
Yeah, local market reports, neighborhood guides, and video content are the top three. I remember working with an agent a couple years back who created detailed guides covering schools, parks, and price trends for every neighborhood in her area. Within a year, she was getting 70% of her leads organically, and her cost per lead dropped to under $15. She told me it felt like finding money under the couch cushions every month.
That's incredible. And I love that analogy. So to everyone listening, what does your marketing mix look like right now? Are you leaning too heavily on one channel?
That's a great point to reflect on. The reality is, diversification yields the best results. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Test different platforms, track your numbers religiously, and adjust based on what's actually converting.
And I think it's worth emphasizing, lead quality matters more than quantity. A higher-priced lead source that delivers better conversion rates often gives you better ROI.
Absolutely. Email marketing is another underrated channel, by the way. It costs about $3 to $15 per lead and has a conversion rate of 3.5%, which in some studies actually beats both organic search at 2.2% and paid search at 2%.
I see. Go on.
The goal is getting leads that actually turn into clients, not just filling up your CRM with names. Cost per acquisition tells the real story, how much you're spending to close an actual deal. That's the metric that keeps your business profitable.
Before we wrap up, what's one actionable tip you'd give to an agent listening right now?
Start building your content library today, even if you're running PPC. Write one blog post a week about your local market. Shoot a quick video tour of a neighborhood. Those assets compound over time, and a year from now, you'll be glad you started. Or, you'll wish you'd started today if you wait.
Content marketing and PPC both have their place. Finding the right balance for your business stage and market is what matters. Thanks for breaking down the numbers with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.